We are beginning a new Zman. This is a whole new world. What?
Again.
No, correct. We are in the middle of the Zman. And we have the opportunity now to talk about the Malachas. Yeah. The Malachas of Shabbos. So we said that that now we're going to stop all of our surveys because we can't really do surveys of what malachas everyone has done because it's not really so appropriate. But Lamaisa, before we even start, yeah, just to properly appreciate what this malacha is, how many people have written full sentences on Shabbos? Okay, great. How many people have played Scrabble?
All you.
On Shabbos? How many people have played Scrabble on Shabbos? Okay, great. Bananagrams? Great. Written letters on a foggy window? Yeah, same here. Okay, great. We're all in this together. Okay, so before we even hear what the potential sugya is and what the potential issues might be, at least we can get it out now. Okay, now we're good to go. So, just as a hakdama, just a little bit of hakdama, what the malachas are. So, we know there's 39. It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah goes and says there's 39, and the Mishnah enumerates all the 39. The Mishnah terms it as 40 minus 1, and there's a lot to be said why, and okay, we're not going to go through all the 39, everything about it. Now, Tosfos already points out, over there in Ein Gimel, on that Mishnah that quotes all 39, that there's something very unique about certain malachas. Certain malachas get a clear explanation and amount of at what point you will be over and what point you will have transgressed the malacha. Okay? And Tosfos is very busy trying to figure out why which ones got it. So, Tosfos goes and just leaves it off as a shver point. He doesn't really go through exactly why. He says, Tzarech lefarish, we need to explain why some of the 39 get a clear quantity of when you will be over the Isser of 2. What are those examples? Anyone want to give? Can anyone find one that Tosfos doesn't give? So Tosfos goes and says, on what page is it on? It's on page. No, on the booklet. Yeah, it's on the first page. Yeah, page 1. Tosfos goes and says, why by oireg, which is weaving, poitzea, toifer, which is sewing, and kosev, why is there, Tosfos there maskal hoisa, why is there a shear? So we know if he learns Simon Shin Mem, which that's what we're learning, by goizes also. By goizes there's a shear, by shearing, which includes removing and removal of hair, which is the, we're going to get there very soon.
Biting nails also, right?
Biting nails as well. That's goizes as well. Anything that grows, detaching it, is goizes. Barring grass, that's going to be toilesh. Fine. But this is the time. We're doing the malachas. This is what we're going to get through. We won't get through all 39. Don't worry, the Mishnah Berurah didn't either. He threw all the rest of them at the very end in Shin Dalid Men. He threw in all the ones that were not covered in Chela Gimel of Mishnah Berurah. Check it out. He throws in about 10. So don't worry, we're not going to get through all of them. But he goes and Tosfos goes and quotes which one of them have a shear, which one of them don't. So, why? Why do some have a shear and why do some not? Tosfos doesn't give an answer. So some achronim go and just run with it. You know why it gives a shear? It gives a shear to tell you the yay or nay, to tell you the threshold for the malacha. The threshold for the malacha is to do 2, either 2 letters or 2 sewings or whatever that word is in English. It's not called sewing. 2
stitches.
Thank you. 2 stitches and 2 whatever it might be, 2 hairs. And the Magen Avos, who is the Magen Avos? There were 2 Magen Avos. There were many Magen Avos. The Magen Avos that this one is being quoted from is Reb Mordechai Bennett. Mordechai Bennett, who was the Rav in Nickelberg at the time of the Chassam Sofer. So he goes and he writes that he takes it face value, which other Achronim do and other Rishonim possibly do. That it means 2, and anything less than 2 is absolutely mutter. What's the Raya? It's a Mishnah. Mishnah says 2. Why did the Mishnah write 2? Because 2 is the shear. Anything less than 2 is going to be mutter. That's the shear of the malach.
It's not chatzi shear.
Ah. The question is, what about Chatzi Shir? Chatzi Shir is Aser Minatayra. Who says it's the Gemara? We showing him. That's the glaring question. What happened to Chatzi Shir? How could you even say that? So he'll answer, and many of him say this to try to defend the Magen Avos. Avni Nezer has a tshuva where his whole thing is trying to explain what could the Magen Avos have meant. That's the counter time. The counter time is it's not a shear. This is yes or no, black or white. This is koisiv. Koisiv is when you write two letters. If you didn't write two letters and you only wrote one, it's nothing. Absolutely nothing. This is not going to really stand lemaisa, as we're going to see. So that's what they bring to the Magen Avos, and that's where we get this extreme black and white, two letters and not. The question still is lacking in the understanding and in the lumdus of it. What could be the importance of two? So someone here wanted to claim, one of the members, one of the Chashuvei HaKoilu, wanted to go and claim that the pshat is by two stitches, it's a very, very clear distinction. By two stitches, one stitch, right? If you take a safety pin and you go through a pair of pants and you don't close it, you did nothing, right? You just stuck a needle through two sides of cloth, nothing was done. The very essence of sewing is when you do two stitches, because that sews it together. That is what sewing is. So obviously the Mishnah is going to go and tell you, you want to know what's a constructive malacha, which again, constructive malacha is code word for meleches machsheves, which is going to be the recurring theme throughout all of the malachas. Malachas machsheves, it's not a raw act, a raw action that you do. It's a constructive act which is going to shape every single malacha and is going to be every offshoot of Sigresha, Misasek, Loinichale, and all these Malacha Shein Tzvicha Lagufa, all these fancy words are all under the umbrella of Malachas Machsheves. Because we need to know, what was this constructive act that is being done? Fair? It's a loose translation. It's not a literal translation. I don't have a good literal translation. Anyone want to help me out on a literal translation? Machsheves?
No, not
Chashu? 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 That's it? Like someone. We have to ask these Mr. Shapiro guys with purposeful. That's what I mean when I say constructive. It's not. Yeah, I don't have a good translation. That's why I did a loose translation. I don't know what translation is on my channel. Fine? Yeah, okay.
A ratio on Nessa is also a ratio.
Oh, so this is where we're going to get to. This is exactly where we're heading. So, he wanted to say, so what's even the comparison? How could Tosis even go and compare Kosev to sewing? Sewing is a very clear thing. It's not an act unless you write two. So, it's a very good point.
The Shem is Shmuel. Shem Ben from Shmuel. That's where he got his name. Shin Bam, if you write Shin Bam on Shabbos.
No, so here we want to know, let's say you write one. Let's say you just write a Shin. And his name is Noach. His name is Noach and you write a Nun. What?
That's why his name is Shem Yishmol.
Yeah, the Sefer. That is why the Sefer is called Shem Yishmol. Yeah, very good point. Hey, you go through a lot of Chazal, you find a lot of cool stuff. Gur Aryeh, lots of cool stuff. Anyway, so getting back to where we were. Machsheves and Kosev. Kosev is going to have a shear of two. That's the requirement, two letters. Why? Because Kosev, let's take a giant step backwards. What is Kosev Bechlal? Kosev means literally the movement of a pen. You take a pen and you write, and therefore it is Kosev. That is writing. How would you define Kosev, right? If you write a straight line on a diagonal, that's writing. Scribble is writing. So most of these are almost rhetorical. It could be a simon of some sort, or it could be roishim, which is, you know, jotting something down or marking something off, which is connected to kosev, but it's a separate malacha. That's what Rabbi Yossi was trying to do. The Rambam actually calls roishim a tolda of kosev. The way Rabbi Yossi seems to word it Reshim is the all-inclusive, jotting, and Kosev is a more specific type of writing, not just a jotting and a scribbling, it's a writing. The Rambam flips it. Writing is the heading, and the tolda, which again, just by way of hakdama, by way of introduction, avos and toldos. So 39 avos. A tolda is just an offshoot, like we have in Baba Kama. It's an offshoot that has no difference in level. It's also midaraisa, right? It's also midaraisa. Then it's just not the quintessential number of one of the 39, but it's also going to be high midaraisa. We're still in biblical isurim. We haven't gotten out of the woods. Then if you lose the melech nachsheves aspect, it might be only demoted to midrabanan. If it's with a shiner, it might be midrabanan, and it's still usher. People always throw around, oh, it's mekalkel, you're ruining it. And therefore, it's usher midrabanan. Right, people think, oh, therefore it's mutter. In melachas, we have to work it through how we're going to get down from midaraisa to midrabanan, midrabanan to mutter. And we have to work it through. There's a process. It doesn't just get made up. Voila, that hey, this is now mutter. Okay, so now getting back to kosev. So the question is too good. Sewing in two stitches is obviously going to be the very nature of the malacha, whereas kosev is one thing can go and. So when Chazal went and gave a shear of two, what's going on? Which brought us back to what is kosev in general. Kosev, this is already, the cycle says such a thing. He's in the back, the last Mayer Mokrim in the booklet, second to last. Because there's a lot of ways, a lot of avenues to ask the same point. The bottom line is, jumping all the way to the end, anyone who can should check it up. Kosev is not about the physical lines that you created through your writing, through your movement of a pen. It's about the information that you convey through the medium of writing.
So can I ask a question? So let's say you finish a word, one letter.
Exactly. The Gemara talks about it. You nailed it on the head. You nailed it. The Gemara talks about that very case. Well, what was the case in the Mishkan? The case in the Mishkan was they used to write on two different beams to know which beam goes next to each other. So if you have one that's already written and you write a singular one, so you're conveying a message in that singular writing. And again, if you're mashlim a sefer, you do the last part of a word. So in that singular word, you have completed something. But to have two freestanding letters alone is nothing. To one freestanding letter alone is not going to be the absolute kosev, because it's only going to be, so to speak, a jotting down. It's not going to be a kosev. Which brings us back. So what does a singular letter convey without any other trappings? You look at a base, what do you see? So you want to know, but there's a context there. So you have a different question. If in context someone asks you a very pointed question that you can answer with a singular letter, that's your question. If you and I are not speaking at all, and I'm sitting here and I write a gimel, what has happened? It's no different than a scribble. You gave me a scenario that has more of a backdrop. Again? So that's going to be chayav. If there's a clear context that conveys information, that is going to be chayav. The haraya, the crushing, the beams, if you have one beam that has an existing letter and you write a second letter, even though it's a singular letter, it's going to be a problem.
But you have to know how they were organizing the crushing. Like if somebody walked in and saw a crushing, and
they knew.
And a vase there.
They knew.
But they know they go together, not necessarily. Only the people who designed it that way, but somebody else comes in and says...
Okay, but we're trying to mimic the malachas that are happening then, and the kohanim knew. But again, we're mimicking what happened. Where did we get our 39 from? So there's two mahalchim in the Gemara. Two mahalchim in the Gemara. Where do you get 39 from? Right? Either it's because malacha, malacha, malacha. We count up those times. It says the word malacha, and we go through the whole Torah. It gets to 39, so we know there must be 39, and then we go to figure out what the 39 are. That's one. Or, that's one opinion in the Gemara. The other opinion in the Gemara is 39 were the exact actions that were done in the Mishkan. So again, yeah, we can't, it's obviously within the context of what was done in the Mishkan. The Mishkan, they knew what was going on, thereby creating a situation of conveying information. And we glean from there that if there is a backdrop that you are conveying information, it would be a problem.
If you wrote a word, if you wrote the word bias on a piece of paper, somebody walks in and sees it, does that convey to you?
Fair. Okay, that's I don't want to get into that right now. That's definitely a long conversation. No, we should talk. I'm willing to talk. I still want to talk about it. I have your number. I'm not afraid. Yeah.
You're adding one letter to an already existing letter.
If you're mashlamin.
What does that mean,
mashlamin? Mashlamin means that you have completed it.
Yes, it says. All right. So now, for four chapters, I read one aleph and I'm trying to convey a message together.
Aleph, yeah.
That's it, right? Two letters but don't convey anything. You still be chayav.
Let's say you have a dal and you put a nun.
Two letters which don't convey anything. You still be chayav.
You have a dal and you put a nun.
Yeah. So how does that fit with the lambdas? How do you, if you have an aleph?
Right. And you did write on Hadassah.
Okay.
Bank.
Which sheet are we in right now?
Yeah.
Which sheet are we in? Are we within? Are we? Do we have a azrecha? That was the case, right? Aleph, azrecha, right? That was one of the. Sorry. There's a shita that says. The Gemara is going to talk about it. Yeah, we're a little bit preliminary. The Gemara is going to stay tuned. Let's do like this. Take this svara, don't accept it, just hold it, and see if it holds weight. Fair? Well, to be debated. Don't take it as face value. Yeah, 100%. So, here we go. Now, what about Chatzi Shir? Oh, so just to end off, so what does that mean? If you go with this and you want to say it, you know, all the way, it means that a singular letter, if you have a Shir of two, a singular letter is equivalent to one stitch.
Right.
This chashav young man wanted to go and say no, that they should be different. If you take this and you go with it and run with it, that means the same singular stitch. That what is that? It's absolutely nothing. It's not going to hold. That's one letter. Fair? Yeah.
If it was fair, stitched already before.
Well, again, the Ritva goes and says that shiurim of the malachas were muscle
just like one stitch.
So you want to know in the Chachamim psyche?
Writing is giving information. One letter just by itself.
Constructive nature, knowing a constructive nature, and you say now it becomes an interesting point, but that doesn't dispel the understanding. You just have to say, hey, what a coincidence, and that doesn't undermine. It's not a kasha. You just say interesting, and you shake and you nod. Okay, fine, interesting. Yeah. Why? Because Masrin Chachamim? No, but we can try to glean and understand and inject what was in the Chachamim's understanding, why they made that shir.
This is their understanding.
Yeah.
It's not us, sir. Let's say before Shabbos, that someone did all the stitches, and you do that one last stitch on Shabbos.
When we get to sewing, that's no. That's an excellent point. They talk about a case by the case of the Rama in Shulchan Aruch. They talk about a case where you have one of those open. Come on, help me out. Sweatshirt, yeah. And you have a strap, a hoodie, and you have a strap, and it's laced, a laced hoodie right here, and you close it. You're mahadik. That's a shaila. Are you allowed to do that? Yeah. So that is definitely a point to discuss. But I don't want to get too off track. Okay. So what about Chatzi Shir? Wow. What about Chatzi Shir? So this was a Chatzi Shir. This was a Chatzi Shir, and we'll continue next time because we could afford it, because we still have a lot of more Gemaras to go and to see and to go through. Chatzi Shir is Machloikas, Rishonim, Achronim, all the way down. Chatzi Shir is Asur Min HaTorah. The question is it? The Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis seems to say otherwise. The Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis goes and he writes over here, there's a few places that it comes up. I just remembered what I wanted to start with. the tour. So why did the Chacham give a shiur?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Fine. The tour starts off Simin Shin Aleph. Because if you want to know where Malachas start, right, if you have the Simanim in front of you, right? Reish Mem Bei starts Chela Gimel, which is all about Hilchos Shabbos, and it's about being Mechabed Shabbos. And then it goes through Schiras and Kablanos and all that stuff in there, and then it gets to Halakas Neiris, and we're going through the process, right? We go to Halakas Neiris and Reish Lamed Gimel, and then we continue in what type of oils and all this type of thing. Then we get to Kiddush, Reish Ayin Aleph. We learn Reish Ayin Aleph. Then we get to Kiddush Malchus Suda, and then we get to Davening, right? Finally, when did the Malacha start? Shin Aleph. Shin Aleph is right after we end Malava Malka. We start now the Surim Kam. Yeah? What's Usur to do? Shin Aleph is the beginning of all Malachas, so that's where a lot of the Hakdamas and a lot of the Poiskim, mainly the Tur himself, gives a lengthy Hakdamah. And he says, now I need to walk you through what's the Shir of every Malacha. He says, and I'm not going to because it'll take too long, and I don't have the time, and it's too lengthy, and Shabbos is so extensive, I can't do it. That's what the Tur goes and writes in Simin Shin Aleph. Now all the Achrenim come along, and he says, well, there's 39, and they give a Shir, some of them have a Shir, some of them don't have a Shir, and the Tur walks you through it. So some of the Achrenim go and point out over here, yeah, very nice, there's a Shir, but either way, one is going to be high because of Chatzi Shir. Okay, so if I could just jump for a moment to the halacha l'maisa, most achrayim go. This is not fair because there's so much more to be spoken about in between, and we will get there. We'll come back to it. Halacha l'maisa chatzi shir. Most achrayim agree is going to be aser min haTorah. Mishburu goes like this. The Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Graz goes like this. The Prima Gadim in the beginning of Shin Aleph is toying with again, he brings the same diuk that the Magen Avos goes, the Prima Gadim, who preceded the Magen Avos. The Prima Gadim lived about 50 years before Rav Mordechai Bennett. And he goes and he says that, hey, the Mishnah said two, which means two means Chatzi Shir is not a problem. Because otherwise, you have to chop the Mishnah. The Mishnah said two. What? So the counter taina is that's when you have to bring a korban chatas. That's the threshold that the Mishnah gives you a shear for. But less than that, it's still going to be chayim midaraisa. So why would you bring a chatas? Because the shear, the only time you bring a chatas is when you mekayim the shear that Chazal gave. That was Chazal's institution.
Less than that,
on your ledger upstairs, they give you a big X on the Daraisa level for doing a malacha on Shabbos.
So basically, the film set is here for when you bring the Shabbos.
Yes. You got it. Yeah. So that's how we pass the halacha. To be continued, we will revisit this next time. We're going to continue. Everyone should keep going. If everyone gets to the tour, my name, but keep going as we journey forward.